Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Dining and nonchalant in the finest restaurants. Feed you lobster, cause I'm a true monster. Lame niggas bore ya, lay ya down in the Waldorf Astoria. Victoria's Secret, lingerie, I like the freak shit. Dim the lights, sex all through the night. King size bed, sat she's getting right. When you out, leave my number by the horn. When you wake up in the morn, I'm gone.
Big mama, don't you like what you see?
Like my girl Mary B, you just ain't running up in me. You got to give me what I need, baby. That's a drop top V, baby. Martini and Rossi, Ossi, Spumanti, Dom Perignon. So we could get it on. Movado watch, tennis for the rich, nigga. You ain't never seen no ice like this. So now you know what you working with. Handle your business and keep coming with that stuff that I like. Light a candle, I'm too hot to handle. I see your eyes sizing up my hips and my thighs. Man, I'll do things to you. Vanessa Del Rio be shaming you.
Mac ass nigga,
move like Tomcat in the Zoot Suit. Gangs foolproof, leaving parties with bitches and NSX. Scoop fitting games, with or without the eye contact, with or without contract. Laying my game down flat. Kleptomaniac rides any rhythm that you give them. I'm living right. Semi-precious stones, exotic bitches with skin tight. Can't see mobile function with women, how to live life. If that's your girl, she wasn't last night. Made her life worthwhile, Benjamin's by the pile. Turn the frowns to smiles, living good fellas lifestyle. Nails done in hair, living rooms with chandeliers. Sex in the stretch, flex, no kids for who wanna stare. Yeah, now that's a real woman for ya. High execs and lawyers, pearls, gems, and tag lawyers. Bachelor degrees, bringing home bacon and cheese. Freaky Sandra ain't afraid to get some dirt up on her knees.
Mafia there, your hip-hop informer, that dude T. Muhammad. You are inside Hump Day Wednesday. Special guest tonight, Enjoy by B&E. They're going to stop past to talk about the ingredients that make successful events pop off. They're out of Brooklyn, New York. They're stopping past tonight. Plus, we're going to round table again all this ratchetness cracking off. Man, on TV, it's like stupid. I mean, reality TV has gone way too far. When you start talking about love and hip hop and Bad Girls Club, and I mean, come on, man, the Atlanta Housewives. I mean, it's just like some of this is like over the top. But before we go any further, all the way live from Plant City, Florida, give it up. The very hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Yes, yes, I am chocolate caliente tonight in my bilingualness.
All right, bring it on, baby, bring it on. Hey, Miss Ratchetness herself, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam Steve O'Boston. She loves
it. Well, I'm not sensitive. That's the news in the morning time.
Reality TV. Now, you like all that craziness stuff.
There's only two shows that I indulge in of my, I mean, like, I got to have ignorance, you know, the Love and Hip Hop and Basketball Wives. But Basketball Wives is off now, so, you know, I've been watching a little bit of that Atlanta Housewives.
Oh, is it? Basketball Wives is off the television?
Yeah, they're in hiatus right now. L.A. is not coming back at all, and Miami is on notice because the ratings are, you know, not very good.
Well, guess what? I'll say this. People are waking up because, I mean, first of all, why are we watching women who claim to be wives of basketball players and none of them are married to basketball players? What kind of stupidness? Come on, America.
Yeah, that's because the real basketball wives know better than to have all of their business out on blast for the world to see. Like, they can do that on their own time. They don't need extra cameras to follow them. There's already enough cameras and press people and paparazzi following them. They don't.
I get it. Reality TV, that's where it is. I mean, we like following people's lives, but I mean, again, for me, I don't have to watch drama. I can create all that drama myself. I don't need to watch.
Change of attitude, we can change Florida.
Jeez. Absolutely. Jump off. Hey, Hump Day Wednesday, yes. We got a special guest tonight, Enjoy by B&E. Yo, they are making it happen up top. One of my favorite places, Brooklyn, New York. These ladies have an event company, and you can check them out right now, as a matter of fact, www.enjoyby.com. Enjoy YBNE.com. Don't forget the www. And before we go any further, let's go ahead and welcome our guest to the show. I think it's at least one of those alphabets, the V or the E of Enjoy, who's already with us tonight. Welcome, my friend.
It's both of us. Hi.
Hey, good evening, ladies.
Welcome.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for stopping past. So go ahead and introduce yourselves officially. Your full name, if you want your government, or at least your stage name, if you got some poll names.
Okay.
He said poll names.
Let us know. We ain't
no
the
poll
queen.
Hi, I'm Ebony McCord. We're from Enjoy by V&E. My name is Victoria Strong from Enjoy by
V&E. Welcome, Ebony and Victoria.
Victoria,
welcome. I went to the website. Y'all are doing it fancy out of Brooklyn. Tell us how you got started with Enjoy. How did you come about with that name?
Well, we got started a little over 4 years ago. We basically started out as doing this as a hobby. We're like family members, close friends, kids' parties, and we received a lot of positive feedback, and people were really kind of like coming to us like, can we do this professionally? Let's do it. So that's when we kind of branched off, invested in the company, and became Enjoy by V&E. And it's a funny thing, the name kind of came about as we were trying to brainstorm and think of ways to identify the business or something that kind of comes with the term celebrate, have fun, or something that kind of had a ring to it aside from event planner or just simply party. And we came up with the whole Enjoy. We wanted one word, something simple that made a statement and was just like something that stuck.
Hi, this is Victoria. I actually remember the brainstorming session where Ebony and I were saying, what do you want to do when you go to a party? What do you like, how do you want to feel? What feeling do you want to have when you go to a party? It's like, you want to enjoy yourself. And that's more so how we finalized that part of it. And we wanted to kind of add our name into it, so that's how you got to Enjoy by V&E.
Nice. How did you and Ebony come together to form the partnership? Have you always been friends? Did you meet in college? How did you connect?
Ebony and I actually attended the High School of Fashion Industries, and we knew each other from there. We went to high school together, and we remained friends after high school, and it was more so just a hobby. You know, in order to get into fashion, you have to put together a portfolio and do interviews before you can even get accepted. So we kind of both had that artsy feel to, you know, what we like to do. She was a fashion design major, and I was visual merchandise.
So that was going to be my question. With you all going to the Fashion Institute for Education, how did you not fall into the normal cliche of just wanting like to start your own line or shoes or accessories? How did you come into, you know, the visual creations that you all, you know, come to put together? Because I've been to several of your events, plus what you see on the website. I was particularly taken aback by the slideshow of the bridal shower that you did for the young lady and the, like, wall of roses behind her chair. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So typically, when I was in fashion, it has always been a passion of mine to be into the whole cliche designer field and dressing and creating and combining things to make a creative or sport type fashion. It kind of drifted away closer towards the end of me completing high school. I kind of fell out of the groove of that whole, I want to create my own style, I want to create my own golden line. So it kind of faded away throughout the process of me attending fashion high school. It was something I was highly passionate about going into the high school fashion industry, but closer towards the end, it wasn't necessarily at the top of my priority list. It's still something I love. I mean, I love fashion, I love coordinating, I love combining, and it kind of pulls over into the event planning as far as coordinating and putting stuff together to make it look great, but it's something I kind of passionately faded away over time for me.
Well, for me, I was a visual merchandising major, so that we basically went to stores and did their displays and stuff like that. I was not so much into fashion, but more into making the fashion look good so that people would want to buy it.
Right.
So I always had that creative edge. Visual merchandising wasn't necessarily for me, but I do the business. I do a lot of stuff that I learned to do in visual merchandising, like building props and putting together just different things, you know, for the event. A lot of the stuff we actually custom build, opposed to going out to vendors and rent.
Right.
Right. We can add that touch, that personal touch to it.
Right. Exactly. So your event will never look like someone else's event.
Someone else's. And that's what people are paying for. People don't mind paying for something that's personalized and customized. It's Hump Day Wednesday, my friends, and Brooklyn's in the house. We got Enjoy by B&B. We'll be right back. It's 9:13, TM Hama Radio Live.
Brooklyn's finest.
How?
Okay, I'm reloaded. You motherfuckers think you big time? Fucking with Jay-Z, you gonna die big time. Here come the pain.
Jigga, bigger, nigga, how you figure?
Yeah, yo. Style and the way the cops sweat us.
Uh-huh.
The number one question is, can the feds get us?
Uh-huh.
I got vendettas and dice games against ass betters and niggas who pump wheels and drive jettas. Take that with
you. Hit ya, back split ya. Fuck fist fights and lane scuffle. Pillowcase to your face, make the shell muffle. Shoot your daughter in the calf muscle. Fuck a tussle, nickel plated. Sprinkle coke on the floor, make it drug related. Most haters
can't pay it. While y'all pump, really, I run up and stunt silly. Yeah, so you sent your little mans to come kill me. But on the contrary, I packed the Mac Millie, squeezed off on him, left the paramedic breathing soft on him. What's your name?
Who shot your mob ties like Sinatra? Peruvians tried to do me in. I ain't paid them yet. Trying to put 700, they ain't made them yet. Rolex and bracelets, frostbit. Ring two, niggas riding away, call me Igloo Stick.
Hey,
who?
Hey, baby, you fall, nigga, shit, to draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn, going out for all.
Marcy,
you don't stop.
Big smalls, nigga, shit your drawers. Brooklyn, represent y'all. Hit your falls, you crazy. Think a little bit of rhyme to play me. I'm from Marcy, I'm varsity, jump your JV.
Trigger
JV.
Nigga, amen. My bed style flows malicious. Delicious, fuck three wishes. Made my road to riches. From 62 to gym stars, my mom's ditching. Gram chopping, police there docking. D's at my door's knocking.
Yeah, rockin', yeah, no more mister. Nice guy, twist your shit. The fuck back with the pistols.
Blazing,
hot like Cajun. Hotter than even holding work at the day's end. With New York place outside.
Get about it in.
Fuck your ride.
Keep your hands high. Shit gets steeper. Here comes the Grim Reaper. Frank Wright. Need the keys to your innkeeper.
That's right.
Chill, homie. The bitch in the Shoney's told me you're holding more drugs than the pharmacy. You ain't harming me, so pardon me. Pass the safe before I blaze the place and hit six shots just in case.
Jay-Z and Biggie Paul, nigga, sips and draws.
Where you from?
Brooklyn going out to all.
Crown Heights.
With a flu, yeah, I rhyme sick. I be what you're trying to do. Made a fortune off Peru, extra dyke, China white, hair on. Nigga, please, like short sleeves, I been wrong. Stay out away from here on.
Clear,
gone.
Me and Gutter had two spots. The two for $5 hits the blue top. Gotta go, Coolio, mean it's getting too hot. If they have twins, she probably have two pop.
Time to separate the pros from the cons, the platinum from the bronze. That butter soft shit from that leather on the bond. A S1 diamond from my I-class dome. A Chardon sipper from a rosé, nigga, Brooklyn, sipping on
Cristal forever. Play the crib when it's mink weather. The mafia keep cannons in they Mark Buchanan. Usually Quattro Cinco, the shell sink slow, tossing up. Man slugs through your Nautica. I'm warning ya.
Jay-Z and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit you draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn going out to all.
That's right.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Yes, it's Sunday,
oh,
Wednesday.
What
the hell?
You didn't like my song?
No.
Come on. It's hump day. Leave me alone.
She's feeling melodic right now or something.
Oh, okay. What the?
That's right. That was my 20s version. Da-da-da. Yes. And look, so if you're just joining us, we have the beautiful event planners enjoy. And look.
By V&E.
I'm loving the fact that they went a different route and the fact that they weren't just people that were just sitting around and said, look, let's just start a company. And they were serious about it. You know, they know what they're doing. They educated themselves before getting involved in any project. So
I have a question in reference to, like, when you got started, did you seek out a mentoring company that was already doing that type of work, or did you all, like, ground zero, you know, from scratch, you know, put your concepts and ideas together and just execute?
It was from ground zero, from scratch, that we put our ideas together. We needed assistance more so with the business side of it. So we were already very, very creative and was passionate about being creative. The business side of it, we're both really, really smart, both financial analysts for a 9-to-5. But we went to a program called WEBO, which is Workshop and Business Opportunities.
Okay.
And they kind of help you set up business plans, look for grants and funding for businesses and stuff like that. It was a really, really, really good program.
No, awesome. That's awesome. And it's important that we take advantage of those type of resources, because I can remember back to what really stimulated, you know, me to become an entrepreneur. And believe it or not, it was Junior Achievement, like in middle school. You know, so, I mean, you got to take advantage of those resources, you know, when you really don't know where to start or what to do. What advice do you have for entrepreneurs who got a concept but really don't know where to start? You know, what advice, being that you did start from ground zero and you're pretty successful at it now, what advice do you have for new entrepreneurs trying to create startups?
I would pretty much just tell them to never limit themselves, to always push the envelope. When you're creative and you have an idea, it doesn't necessarily translate verbally to someone, but we've always gotten, once we complete the full list, well, wow, I didn't expect this. So I feel like when you're passionate and you're creative and you have that little bit of edge, always follow your passion and your creative side, and people will follow you when it comes to that. Never tone it down or never pull back from what you feel your full potential is.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. Too many times people don't follow their dreams because they don't have enough support to. And a lot of times you have to know when to break away from your normal so that you can start, you know, start on a journey.
Yeah, and you can't be afraid to start small. I mean, most people, we live in this microwave, snap, crackle, pop, you know, type of culture where, you know, we want instant gratification today, right now, and we want it big, even if we don't work hard for it or have the experience. I mean, don't be afraid to start small and grow, you know, into, you know, your vision. You know, I mean, you got to be able to take care of a small thing before you can be trusted with a large thing. And business owning is hard work, my friends, you know, hard work. Ladies, I mean, to date, what has been your most memorable event?
I would say our most memorable was two. I mean, they're both connected. It's Ebony's wedding and Ebony's bridal shower, which was the bridal shower you just commented on.
Okay.
Those were the most, when you're doing an event and it's your event, it's a lot more difficult, especially when you're an event planner. And Ebony's wedding was actually our first wedding. So we were a bit nervous, you know, about what the feedback would be, being that it was our first, it was her first wedding, our first wedding, and it was actually her 1 and 2.
Right.
So
right.
We were running around like crazy. It took a lot to put into it. I was the maid of honor in the wedding. She was the bride. So it took a lot because you had to be the customer and you had
and
to be
the
business
crazy.
Person.
And
exactly.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Right. Wow.
And see, yeah, that's what I was asking. Yeah, I think I asked my co-host, the other co-host, the same thing. Like, I wondered, you know, how involved you guys were in, like, throwing your own events outside of throwing, you know, other people's events.
Now, what was your favorite, Ebony?
Well, I would say the bridal shower. And it is also typically harder to do your own event, but I feel like we have more creative control over our own events, and we're able to express exactly what it is we are able to do. A lot of our clientele weren't used to seeing more of the higher end ones and a lot of the stuff that we did. But once we presented it and showed it, it feels like we were overwhelmed with the people. I want those chairs. I want that table. So it's like when it's your own, it's harder because you're like undecisive about what you want to do exactly. But the whole full production of it, people are more like receptive and more like, I want that. You're able to display exactly what it is you can do when you have more creative control. But it can be a little harder to make a decision when it's your own event.
Right. Well, I would have to say the favorite event that I've seen that you all have done is the Gap themed baby shower. Or was it a birthday party? It was
baby
a birthday
shower.
Party.
Baby shower.
Okay,
no,
okay.
Baby shower.
They had, the place looked like you were in the Gap. They had mannequins. They had the hanging clothes for the baby that was coming. That's where, you know, kind of like maybe the gifts were. It was gorgeous.
Thank you.
And so creative. I have to say I've never seen anything like that.
Tell our listeners how they can follow you right now and check out all of the visuals. And if they're looking for an event that they want done customized authentically for them, they can give you a call. How can they check you out? How can we follow you?
Well, we have Instagram. Our Instagram is EnjoyByBY, the N is in Nancy, E is in Edward. That's Enjoy by VME. On Facebook, you can find us at Enjoy by VME, Brooklyn, New York. And we have a website, www.enjoybyvne.com.
We also have a phone number, 646-494-2020.
Now, do you all work or plan events outside of the New York area?
We're now starting to receive requests. We have like an upcoming baby shower in South Carolina.
Wow.
So we're now starting to receive requests to travel for events.
Very good.
Well,
we
want to enjoy all over the country. Hey, hit them up. Log on to the website, www.enjoybyvne.com. Again, www.enjoybyvne.com. If cameras could follow you around to the event and pull, watching you all pull it together, the behind the scenes, the craziness, the wackiness. Listen, tell us what would the name of the reality show be?
Oh goodness.
Okay, you pause. We gonna pause. Y'all think about it. When we come back, we're going to talk about the wretchedness of reality TV, and y'all going to tell us what the name of your reality show would be. We'll be right back. TMI Radio Live. It's 9:26.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
The joy I'll bring. I wanna give you all my love. is all I wanna do. Loving you is all I wanna do.
Harmon Live. We are back. It is 9:32. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, here in Plant City, Florida. Itty Bitty, that is. He is the General T.M. Hyman there in Tampa, Florida. Madam C.Lo, Boston, all the way in Charlotte, North Carolina. And our special guest joining us tonight, the beautiful ladies of Enjoy by V&E, Victoria and Ebony. Now, before y'all tell me what y'all reality show name would be, I have to give a shout-out to probably what I think is the most ratchetly underrated ratchet reality show, and that would have to be RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, my gosh. You watched that?
It's my guilty pleasure. I'm sorry. I'm going RuPaul's Drag Race.
RuPaul
is hilarious.
RuPaul
yes.
has a reality show.
And has
oh, and it's fierce, honey. It's
wild.
Fierce.
Wow.
Grown
wow.
Man.
Yeah. He's speechless, as you can see, ladies. So I figured I would go ahead and jump off with that one. Now, ladies of V&E, tell us what your reality show would be called. If the cameras could follow you around for the planning of probably, let's say, a celebrity event.
A celebrity event?
Mm-hmm.
I need an aspirin.
Oh, that's right.
Call it
okay.
the Tylenol Diaries.
All right. Yeah, give you a headache.
Is celebrity event some more demanding?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah, because it's more of a you have to find instead of could you find. Yeah.
No, is it more demanding because of the demand that they put on you, or is it because of how you want your brand to be reflected, and it's a major platform or opportunity, or both?
Whether
it's a celebrity or not, we treat all events, all clients the same. We're going to give you our best. So we don't care if your budget is, you know, $1,000 or if your budget is $20,000. We're going to treat you exactly the same. You're going to get the same great service. Now, as far as celebrities, sometimes, like you said earlier, people want instant gratification. They want it here, they want it right now. And they may not give you the proper timing to do what they're requesting.
Right,
and
unrealistic
so
expectations.
People, and they're so used to everyone around them jumping when they say jump,
right.
that if you tell them it can't happen or, you know, we'll see, if it's not a definite yes, we'll make it happen right now, then it may be a problem.
Right. You just stand to lose that account.
We like to, you know, get in early stages of an event so that we have time to adequately plan everything out. So if anything unforeseen does happen, you know, everything else is taken care of. We can, you know, go to that and take care of what's at hand. But
right.
when you
most of our best events were, in my opinion, last minute events. So it's not necessarily what their requesting or the demand, it's the vendor. Sometimes, let's say, if they want a carnival and a horse to come last minute, and we're not able to have that specific horse or that breed come that day. Although they have the finances to pay for it to come ASAP, the vendor may not be available to provide it. So it's
right.
demanded in that aspect. But some of our best events have been, in my opinion, I don't know if you agree, the last minute events.
Yeah, that's true.
I can see because it's less time to overthink. You just have the time to just, you know, put the creative ideas together and make them happen. It's, you know, with less time to, like, you know,
overthink it, or, you know, so you had no choice but to put your both best feet forward, you know, in a short trial event. Yeah.
It's almost like when you're in college, some of your best papers were written at the last minute.
Right.
True. Work well under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. It's 8:37 in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thanks for tuning in tonight. It's Hump Day Wednesday. Our special guest, Enjoy by V&E. Ladies, one more time, your Facebook, your Instagram, the website, the number. How can anyone in the metro area up New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, D.C., you know, if you're close to these ladies and they're starting to travel, they got something coming up in North Carolina, I'm trying to get them down here to Florida. How can we contact you for some consulting on some major event coordination?
Well, our Facebook is Enjoy by Danny, and we're in Brooklyn, New York. Our phone number is 646-494-2020. Our email address is enjoybydanny@gmail.com.
And what would you like to say to our listeners as we, again, express our sincere gratitude for stopping past tonight?
Thank you, ladies.
You are officially friends to this show. You can come past anytime to promote anything. Definitely it's open to the public. I know your events are more so private events, but anything that you do that's open to the public, please feel free to use this platform. But what would you like to say to our listeners tonight as we wind down?
I just want to say, first, we thank you for the opportunity, but to be on the lookout for Enjoy by V&E. We're going to bring extreme, different, creative, unique events from New York to the West Coast and all around the world. We're coming.
Thanks for being here. Absolutely. And good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, ladies.
Thanks.
New York is here first.
New York.
939.
Yes, and it's V and E, Victoria and...
V like Victor and E like Ebony, yes.
That's
Do
correct.
You know that I thought y'all kept saying B and E, and I'm like, I was tickled by that, because I'm like, that's breaking and entering. But I'm like,
we
hope the rest of the world was not confused, because clearly it has been V and E all evening.
The entire time, and we will continue to clarify that through the remainder of the show. It's 9:39. TM Hyman Radio, we'll be right back.
Back. Wow.
Wow,
back,
yes.
Back.
I'm what you want.
Radio Live. It is 9:41, and we're still here with Enjoy by V&E. Thank you again for joining us, ladies. And I just want to clarify, it is V like Victor and E like Ebony. I just wanted to make sure that we clarified that before we let you go.
And we just go say V like Victoria.
Victoria, true. There you go.
Miss Victoria Strong and Ebony McCord. Enjoy. Again, thank you all very much for hanging out. You
Thanks.
Can come back anytime and hang out with us.
Thanks. Thank you.
No doubt. Thank you all very much. Folks, as we move on to the show, we've got a few minutes left. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. Has reality TV gone too far? I think so. Some of this is just pure embarrassing. I mean, just pure embarrassing. But let's talk about it, because I just flat out stopped watching a lot of it. You know, so I'm familiar with characters. I'm familiar with the situations, but let's do it.
Okay, which one you want to talk about first? Which one you want to talk about first?
Go for it. Go for it.
The most ratchet one. Okay, let's go. Let's go for the Love & Hip Hop brand itself. For those who are not familiar with it, there is an extension of the Love & Hip Hop phenomenon, we'll say it is, for New York and for Atlanta. New York just recently ended, and Atlanta is in full, oh my gosh, full swing. What we have in the way of ratchetness on this show is a controlling mother of a rapper who the mother used to be a pimp, and she doesn't like the rapper's current baby mama, fiance, and she's trying to break them up with, you know, a chick that she really likes better for her or for him. We have... I don't even have a word to really describe Stevie J. I was trying to keep the characters pretty general, but I have to name names in these situations so that people know who I'm talking about. The controlling mother is Mama D. The rapper, Lil Scrappy. The baby mama fiance, Erica. Stevie J, no explanation needed. Jocelyn, no explanation needed. I don't know where else do we go with this. Like,
people may not know who Stevie J and Jocelyn is, though.
I'm sorry.
Those are two extreme characters right there.
Yes, they are. Stevie J is a music producer who got his claim to fame as being part of the Bad Boy Hitmen when, you know, Puff and Bad Boy were really, really hot in the 90s. He was a part of a production team that just could not stop. So he has a baby mama named Mimi, and he also has an artist, we'll say, that he manages by the name of Jocelyn, a.k.a. the Puerto Rican princess, a.k.a. she calls herself the baddest puta, which for those who are not of my Hispanic descent is their name for, you know, the baddest bitch, we'll call her, because that's what she calls herself. Anywho, I'm forgetting K. Michelle, who is also an R&B singer, I guess. And I said, I guess, loosely. I apologize. She may never appear on the show. And who else? Who am I missing? CeeLo, help me.
Oh, my gosh. Did you already even see? You already said Erica, the baby mama.
I did.
There's Ariel.
Yes, Ariel. Rashida and her husband. Rashida is an older, and I say older, probably around my age, and she's still trying to break into a rap career. So, and her husband, Kurt, is her manager.
Let me take up for Rashida on that one. Rashida has been
You can try to.
Why is this interesting television, though? I mean, what makes this interesting TV?
You know, we like to see other people's train wrecks. When you see a car accident or something that's horribly mangled and disfigured, you cannot help but stop and at least get a glimpse. That's what that is in the form of television.
And the fact
that's the best description I can give it.
It gives you the opportunity to see these artists that have been around for a long time, but mostly underground.
Some still undiscovered.
Right, because, like, for instance, Stevie J, even though Stevie J's been around for about 20 years, Right. A lot of people just know him from, you know, from this show. But
from this. And Benzino as well. Right. Benzino's claim to fame is Source Magazine.
Exactly. Until he got shut down by 50, you know, my husband and my mind. You know, so, look, Benzino has no end. So, anyway. That's right. I said it. The thing is that it gives you the opportunity, though, to see these artists in a different light, to see their personal lives and see how messy they really are and probably why they aren't where they wanted to be in the first place.
Now, let me pose this question to the both of you. How much do you believe that it is really scripted, and how much do you believe that they just let them kind of go off the fly with a general idea and ad-lib it?
I believe 65 to 75% of it is scripted, in my opinion. Outlined, scripted, you know, and about maybe 25-30% is, you know, let's just see what the environment, the atmosphere creates.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's scripted in the sense of maybe give them a topic for that show or whatever have you that they're shooting and then go from there. But I don't see it as anybody remembering any lines. I don't see that happening because it's too many emotions, especially when it comes to, like, Kate Michelle. She's very emotional about she's very emotional, period.
She's hilarious.
I love her. I'm going to tell you, like,
she kills Kurt at any given time, any time at all between each. When she said, "My name Rashida, and I rap like Shorty Low."
Girl, I lost all composure. Okay?
I was done. She gave the perfect impersonation of Rashida doing that.
Wow. It's hump day Wednesday, folks. We're going to pause for the calls. Come back. Keep this, like, crazy conversation going. We are.
Doc, they had the address, baby.
TM Holler Radio Live.
Molly the Maid.
Got to work. Slight work. Slight work.
D-Town, Slight work.
Yep, no, what's up?
Finally got your girl going crazy.
Drunk white bitches. Nigga, folk Lauren, bitch, I go hard. I'm ballin', I'm blow trotting, and my flow up, my nigga. I'm gonna start with it. It's obvious, I do this. I turn a straight prude bitch into a nudist. Foolish, I be on that new shit, and I'm blowing up like bitches we went to school with. Ain't nobody checking for your garbage. Lot of intuition, I ain't there, finish college. Never hit them all if I ever get it all. Any bra better layer like I'm dressing for the fall, nigga. And I'm all up, hit the passenger door. Shawty with pink, very sweet, and I ain't lactose. I ain't trying to brag, though. I just know I'm that dope. Kick game, Bojack, my Bojack top boat. And it ain't no problem. You race city bras, I relay them, baton them. Bitches in here, 1,000. But when you step out, why the bitches run out? Double MG shit, I put this dead now. Rick James back, bad bitches in the couch. Wordplay, Oluba is my first name. I think I'm Coco Buchanan, you just a bird, babe. I got a pair of J's, I roll a pair of J's. We up and down with supply, spinning that curry cake. Let them marinate. You forever late. A million home sellers couldn't find a real estate. Slight work, slight work. The wrong drink, the right work. Slight work, right work. The wrong drink, the right work. Work, 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 work.
Bitch, you ain't a boss, so you cut a fucking paycheck. Only thing between me and your bitch is a latex, man. And I ain't into saving these hoes. My nigga tell me where you see a cape at. B-I-B-I, bitch, B-I-G. Two things I don't need are you and my ID. I'ma need a yellow cab and a yellow bad bitch. Green faces, but a nigga dies in yellow badges. Woo! Cause I'm drunk. Yeah. Okay. Under 25, living a fucking life. White America said I be doing 25 to life. And just for that, I'ma blow 25 tonight. You make 25 a year, I make 25 a night. Whoa. Blocka, 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 blocka. Bitch, get hit with my Ciroc, vodka chopper. Taking body shots. Blocka, blocka, blocka. Probably in your girl dreams, probably in your daughter locker. Top floor, like I'm out tanning. And they stole your whole delivery. Now that's outlandish. I guess like the delivery, man. I'm outstanding. Car tenant. I'm in that shit like I'm out camping. God damn it. I'm one hell of a.
See him,
Real talk.
951.
Yes. Slight work.
What? Get
yeah, like
it. I want
right
to dance,
there.
And I can't even dance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like that.
Left
Humble
right
Wednesday. We up in here. Real talk, real people, real times. Madam CeeLo Boston, she's trying to twerk out there. She's trying to twerk on medication.
The morphine
twerk. Coming to you live out of Charlotte. Hot chocolate, Flat City. I'm coming to you out of Tampa tonight, twerking on morphine.
Okay. You better be near a wall, okay?
Wow.
You might be on the floor, twisting your face.
Oh, man. Big up to
Yo.
Our special guest, Enjoy by V. As in Victoria Strong, and E, as in Ebony McCord. Enjoy. Big
yeah.
up to Brooklyn, New York's.
Brooklyn.
You know, they some of the best at it. Check out their website, www.enjoybyvne.
Sure.
The letter N, the letter E.com. Big up to
yeah.
those young ladies. Reality
yeah.
show ratchetness continues.
Well, you know what? Nene is getting married to Greg again, and that's from
Atlanta Housewives.
I like
yeah.
that.
With a spinoff
like
show.
That. Good for them, though. Good for them.
Yeah.
She's getting a spinoff
so
show, too.
Because it gave, you know, the fact that they, you know, they got a divorce. They both got to see that they needed each other. But they both were willing to make changes to get back together. But he had to fall back and she had to step up. So I thought that was beautifully laid out amongst the ratchetness. Like they made
okay,
the glue.
Yeah, that's
that.
Enough with the niceness. Get out of here. Let's get to the ratchetness.
Because
you can love Nene all you want to, but Nene has some hypocritical bones in her body because the whole time she's been
don't
on Atlanta Housewives, she
don't
has been.
Don't.
No, she's been telling Kim and telling other people to keep their clothes, their legs closed to marry men, when in reality, back in the Dizzy, when Nene used to be a stripper, that's when she met Greg, and he was what at the time? Married.
Yes,
so
here's why she can speak from a, she knows the drama behind dealing with a married man.
No.
So she should be able to speak. She got him. They got married, didn't they?
So now she's an advocate for it because she's gonna have her own husband.
Hey, and watch with what's the representative that just got his seat back in South Carolina? Watch what his
yeah.
new fiance slash wife do once they get married. He left his
what,
wife
start stripping?
For his mistress. No, but he left his wife for his mistress, and then got engaged to his mistress. And now they're going to get married. He just got his seat back, so, you know, hey.
Well, I hope to see her one day when she has the surprised face look on her face of her just realizing that her not being a side chick no more, her old position is open now. Let's marinate on that.
Too far, though. How far is too far with this reality TV deal, though? I mean, think about the fact that, I mean, you gotta, like, preachers and pastors mm. doing reality TV. Ridiculous.
Yeah, I've seen the pastor's daughter,
yes.
the preacher's daughter one.
Mm-hmm.
They have one
I have.
About the preacher's daughter. And, you know, they're
have
showing
you seen the pastor's
how,
wives?
Oh, my God. And they have cuts,
yeah.
show they tail and everything.
Oh, yeah. The pastor's wives are off the chain now. Seriously. Like, they are... I had no idea. I mean, I had an idea, but I really had no idea.
Well, see, and two, though, but that's something that you learn. And I'm not, and let me say this. Let me put this disclaimer out there right quick. I'm not talking about every church, so I don't want to hear, I don't want no nasty emails. This
yeah, your mailbox is going to be flooded.
What? I always get it, okay? But I'm going to say this, that and that's how, if you're in the inner circle of the church, you get to see. That's how it is in a lot of churches. But if you're on the outside
Amen.
Of that circle, you never know it because
yeah,
you're not supposed
true.
To know it. But on that inner
that's
circle,
true.
Oh, they show they tell.
Absolutely.
So I think it's another, it gets to show people that, yes, even though these people are in higher positions in the church and are supposed to be your leaders, they're human too. They are privy to the same things that, quote unquote, the sinners that come into the church, you know, trying to change. Everybody's afflicted by the same thing called being humanistic, that humanistic value of people.
People, while you're watching and enjoying the reality shows, know that they may, whether they're scripted or not, they are edited to a certain point to make a certain point or to make a certain situation look a certain way. So just know that what you're seeing is probably only scratching the surface of what's going on. And that's, you know, that really what is what takes away from the quote unquote reality part for me, because you're not getting all of it.
Right. But then somebody who doesn't know that, you know, who doesn't know the technical part of it, they're not even thinking about it. They're just wrapped up in, I'm mad that they went to commercial, you know.
Right.
Like the Lifetime movie.
Right. And know that by the time that you're seeing it, it was recorded probably 3 to 4 months prior.
Okay. It's not longer.
Yeah, it's not real time, people. We got about 2 minutes left in the show. I would just like to say, once again, thank you again to Enjoy by B&E for joining us. You can contact me at hotchocolate757@gmail.com. Understand that June is Black Music Month. If you really want to get some spin on your music, your new artist, hit me up, send me that so I can get it loaded and we can rock it during Black Music Month, all right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can also hit us up here at the show with your new music at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Again, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Hit me up on Twitter. Come on, follow me, Mr. T.M. Hyman on Twitter. And you can hit the show up as well, T.M. Hyman Radio on Twitter. Check us back Friday, 9 p.m. inside the Cypher.
Whatever you do, do it well. You can check me out, Madam Boston. You can just Google me. That's my best bet to tell you.
That's right. Google her.
Just don't send me nothing crazy. Y'all know how I respond. You don't want it, don't ask. I'm trying to tell you.
Google her. I know that's right. Well, I am Instagram, Regina757. I am Twitter, Very Hot Chalk. I am Facebook, Regina Smith. That one has a disclaimer, so you have to know me to get to me. But you might know me and just am hearing me now, so you can still hit me, and I might still accept you.
See? So whatever you do, do it well. Check us out Friday. If you missed the show, check out the podcast. We got enough for you. So,
no doubt.
Thank you. We love you.
Love ya. See you Friday.
CM Hyman Live, CM Hyman Live, CM Hyman Live, Funk Radio Show. Real.